Hello, everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of March 7th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Before we get started, I want to give one last thank you shout out to our February patron. Thank you so much, Steven. And want to give a look ahead. Well, it is March. Thank you to our March patron, which is Wicked Kitten. And a look ahead at April for our featured patron, which is Will. So thank you to all three of you and to all of our patrons who have been supporting the Gamers Inn. We do really appreciate the support. Now, for the Gamers Inn, last week did not go as planned. My whole family was ill early in the week, and I decided, I said to Jocelyn, like, you're going to need to find a guest this week because I am out. not sure I'm going to be able to podcast. And while I did get a couple of, you know, projects out there, a full show of anything wasn't going to happen. I basically canceled all my full shows for the week. But Jocelyn did have Bo on to talk about Elden Ring, and I really do appreciate Bo coming on the show. He's always a great guest, and they talked about Elden Ring. I've not played Elden Ring. I have not listened to the episode. I did listen to some of it. I got it edited and posted, and from what I heard, it was a really great episode. I look forward to listening because I do want to hear about Elden Ring. I'm curious. And yeah, thanks again, Bo and Joss, for bringing that episode out this week. Now, sorry for last week. My timing's all messed up. I record this early for the patrons. But for this week, week of March 7th, more Horizon. As Jocelyn mentioned in the episode last week with Bo, I've been playing Horizon. It's pretty much the game I've been playing the most since it came out. And that being said, I do plan to talk about some other stuff over the coming weeks. Both are Game Pass titles. The one this week that I hope to get a bit more time in is Far Changing Sails, which is a sequel to a 2018 game I played called Far Lone Sails. And whereas Far Lone Sails was sort of this journey across the desert as you manage this machine that is being powered by wind to cross this desert, this grand scale of a landscape that was working against you in every way, Changing Sails is you're in a flooded city, and you're trying to not even a city, it feels like just a flooded world, and you're trying to get from point A to point B while surviving and upgrading your ship and all that fun stuff. It's on Game Pass. You can check it out on Xbox Game Pass. I think even the PC Game Pass as well. That's what I'm playing. And as a hint to next week, mid-March, Guardians of the Galaxy is coming to Game Pass, so I figured, hey, good time to go back to that. I did buy it in a sale during Black Friday, so I want to go back to that, and it'll be timely because it'll be available on Game Pass for everyone to check out if you haven't picked it up yet. I know Jocelyn and Bo didn't get a chance to get to the news on the episode. I did catch that. We'll likely talk about that Pokemon news. I know it was in the notes, but I think they talked a lot about Elden Ring. And I like I said, I haven't listened to the episode, so maybe I missed it, the whole episode. But a bunch of Pokemon announcements. Brand new generation of Pokemon coming later this year, so look forward to that. And I'm sure there'll be more news that we can discuss. Looking at Summoner's Call, we are back this week. We're back this week. I managed to record a mini, put that on the feed just to hold us over, because we were going to lose content to discuss. So I went over the new heroes that arrived with Ascended to Dune. But our plan is to have a full episode this week. Eddie and I talking about the game Fire Emblem Heroes. We're going to go over Legendary Sita, go over the new version update in the game, and we'll do a preview of the new special heroes, which we should have a trailer for very soon. Now, March releases, here's one, Puzzle Quest 3. I forgot this came out, and as I was prepping for the mini, I was like, oh yeah, that came out. To little to no fanfare, it is now out on iOS, at least on iOS, I assume on Android and PC as well. And I have yet to get past the tutorial, because every time I go to do it, I forget that I'm playing it, and then it resets. So I haven't gotten to the point where it like it has actually started and saved my progress. So that is not a fault of the game. That is more a fault of me having a poor attention span. But Puzzle Quest 3 is out now. What else we got here? Triangle Strategy just came out on the Switch. It's getting pretty good reviews. Gran Turismo 7's out on PlayStation. Grand Theft Auto 5 got its current generation update. Tunic will be out on March 16th. I should mention Grand Theft Auto 5 current generation upgrade is March 15th. Tunic is coming out March 16th. I want to check that one out. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, Gotta Kill Chaos, coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC later this month. It's off my notes here, March 18th. Ghostwire Tokyo. I think that's the bar for which Jocelyn wants to finish Horizon, so March 25th, you better watch out. Same date, we got Kirby and the Forgotten Land on the Switch. I'm looking forward to that. Tiny Tina's Wonderland's coming out on the 25th as well. And Weird West coming out on the 31st. So still plenty of fun to have in March here as we just started. March just started. I was going to say as we barrel towards the end of March, but it's only 4 days in as of this recording, so let's not get ahead of ourselves. But that is going to do it for this mini. Again, sorry for the weird recording schedule this week. This is actually even going to go up a little later than I would have liked, but it is what it is. I actually was sick earlier in the week, and now I've got a bit of a cold, so it's like a fun week. You know what? Played lots of fun video games, had some good relaxing video game time, so that's a bonus. But that's going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Shout out to all the new people that have been joining the Discord, adding us on Twitter. I've seen a lot of activity on the Gamers In Twitter feed as people are, you know, checking out the show. But welcome to the Gamers In Discord, bit.ly/TGI Discord. It's great to have you there. And once again, thanks for listening and have a great week.